Welcome. Take a seat and join us for our spooktacular October festival of horror games with survival elements. We invite you to our chamber tonight to discuss Dementium to the Ward. It's actually not called the Ward.
I think it's just Dementium 2.
Quiet, you!
Sorry, it's messed up.
We are Pocket Cast. I am Fletcher. I am joined by Ed.
What up?
And we cover Nintendo games. And we've been playing with the idea of doing some other things, too. But yeah, we're still just doing Nintendo for DS for right now. We, for a funny reason, and that maybe you can explain this better to me, was it so that we got 2 weeks of gameplay ish the reason that we did the recording this way? Because couldn't we have just done a game randomizer this episode?
Well, then we'd only have a week to play it.
Okay, so that was your reason. I wondered if that was the, I had a lot of trouble wrapping my brain around the logic of why and how the recording was changing. But when I got there through steps, I went through some steps of understanding it. And now I'm at full understanding. And you don't need to be, so don't worry about it.
It all comes out in the wash.
It does.
It basically meant we had an extra week to play Dementium, and then Dementium 2.
Dementium 2.
And then we had a solid 2 weeks, if not more, because we had the whole month, essentially, or the whole 3 weeks.
Yeah, 3 weeks. Because now we
have
another...
Is my math mathing?
Like I don't know. I don't want to get into it. Time and weeks and years, it all gets confusing, especially when you have a baby. And hear me out, because once you hit that 2 month mark, I think even when you hit the 1 month mark, you enter a world of confusion, because 30 days old is not always a month old.
Yep.
Right. I mean, even with the 31-day count in there, it still gets confusing. You sit there and try to math it out, and you just go, you know what, fuck it. Yep, you are 19 weeks, and you'll be blah, blah, blah months, and, you know, whatever.
That makes sense.
Yes, I try to break it down as simply as possible.
I like that. I'm a simple man.
This game had me wanting simpler times. It scared the fuck out of me, dude. Yeah. I cannot lie. Yeah, this game...
I found this game far less scary than Dementium the Ward.
Really?
Yeah.
The openness of it really freaked me out, I think.
It made me feel safer.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can like actually sprint places, and like you can actually like kite almost anything.
Yeah, you can. You are right. And that's... I remember this is a... We're going to jump right into it.
Yeah, we're just head first. Right.
Dementium 2 is a first-person shooter on the Nintendo DS. You use the stylus on the screen to control your perspective, your gun. You use the left trigger to shoot if you're right-handed.
Mm-hmm.
You can switch that around to your other hands if you are left-handed. And we covered the first game... Not last October. I don't know when we did it. We looked at it, and it was surprising to me that we didn't really do any spooky games in October last year.
I think we did the Sonic collection.
Did we? That game sucked. I mean, it wasn't bad, but it was...
You loved it.
I love Sonic, but it was a very bad rendition of Sonic. It was a bad, bad
port.
Oh,
that's right. The performance was dog shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Big
letdown. Big
letdown. This game, not so much. And we've set ourselves up for a great month, because next month we are doing Castlevania Order of Dissonance.
Oh, I think that's the one, yeah.
Is that what it's called? I'm pulling that one out of my ass.
It's one of those.
It's the name of the... We'll get into it next time. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
Why are you pulling this up, man? You're going to mess me up right now.
No.
Oh, no, you messed me up so bad. Now I've got socks on in Fox socks.
Oh, Knox, there it is again. Oh, shit. Head.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Everything bad.
Oh, man. We played the first one, and we absolutely loved it. I had played it before in the past. I loved it. And I am recalling now, as I believe I did then, that I played the second one more than I'd played the first one. And I think you might be right. It might be because it was scarier, the first one.
It was just so much more constricted, because everything in the first one was mostly corridors. and single box rooms. And this game opens it the fuck up. Like, I actually have a sense of map awareness, which is like, it's not a crazy thing from the FPS genre, but like, that's pretty decent for...
Well, it's a Metroidvania-ish FPS, I would go as far to say.
Yeah.
And like, not a lot, not super heavy, but there are definitely places you have to go get new items, and then they are item accessible areas that you need to get to. Now, mind you, they are story driven as well, kind of. But I believe there are some areas that you don't need to go back to. And there are places that once you get weapons and tools, you can then go back. For example, you start out with nothing. Very quickly, you get a shiv because you are once again waking up in a psych ward. And it turns out that all of the last game was in your fucking head.
Yep. Didn't even happen.
But there is a little hint that maybe it wasn't, right? Because you're seeing the... Pretty quickly, I feel like you see the guy, right, standing over you.
Yeah, the beginning. The doctor guy.
Yeah.
Whatever.
The main bad guy from the first game.
Yeah. Dog shit game journalism, but I don't remember anybody's
name. Well, I don't feel like it's really... Like, I was watching the interviews about the first one, and they were talking about how Dementium... is, if you were to, the developer said, if you were to describe it, it's Silent Hill meets Doom. So it's all about run and gun, but it's also got those really spooky elements to it. There's so
it
many
is, elements that are... I just remember the Banshees from the first one. That shit was brutal. That like was... that. Well, and the survival element I felt from the first one, a total different layer or level of difficulty, in my opinion. Like, this Dementium 2 was a fucking cakewalk.
Yeah, it was a
I did 90% of my game time with the knife. Just because
you wanted to save ammo. So,
well, not even that. I just liked that I could use the
knife
flashlight.
The knife or the shiv?
Okay, so the ceremonial knife is OP.
That is so cool. Like, that is
but then you get rid of it almost immediately.
Yeah.
Which is, I was very distraught by that. I was like, I am literally not going to use a gun for the rest of this game, dude. Like, this knife is ridiculous. Two hitting the fucking walkers.
You remember in the first one, there was a lot more ammo around than there is on the second one.
I had so much fucking ammo.
I did not. The second one, I got fucked so many times because I remember being like, you know what? In the first one, I just wasted ammo. I just wasted using ammo. I didn't use too much of it. I just sat on the ammo, never used it.
I felt like
the
general spacing of where the ammo was, but then like...
Then you ran into a boss. And
then you dump all your ammo on what is obviously a difficult fight, and then it's like...
Okay, well, and that'd be fine if afterwards, but I ran into the problem where beforehand I had used up all the ammo. And I am now... I'm wondering if I were to dig up the graves, if I could find... Can you dig up all the graves?
I didn't actually, you know, I didn't even try.
Because I didn't either. There's a weird consciousness.
Yeah, but I was like, I don't want to dig up any extra graves.
And not mine, but the main characters that you have a little bit of care for. I don't know if you did. I did. Because he's, I can't decide.
I still don't really fully understand what's going on.
Is he crazy? So I had to lay it down the other night as I was battling the witch lady.
Dude. We'll talk about it. That was a sick fight, actually.
Yeah. So, the game starts out, like in the first one, we're going to do a little background work because you didn't fucking listen to that episode, probably. So
the first one?
The first episode.
Oh, are you talking to me or the listener?
The listener.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah. I definitely didn't listen to it.
I know you didn't. In the first game, there are those terrifying feelings where you're in a psych ward, and the really quick wonder, right, with any psychological is this person actually killing monsters or are they killing people? You know,
it's the
you wonder that twist.
Wonderland games, the horror games. Have you ever seen those?
Yes,
it's the whole thing. She's like slicing up real people.
Yeah. So then you've got the babies, right? When you go into the maternity ward in the first game. And there's, you hear the babies crying, and then you look, and it's that worm thing that you kill so many of those leech things. Are those all babies? So then in this game, I'm going to spoil some shit for you.
Yeah.
It's not far in, so don't be too worried. You're breaking out of the psych ward again, and you're following messages from yourself. and you're going between this world, this demonic world, and the real world. There are monsters in both worlds, but in the dark, demented world, there's a lot worse. Hellraiser is the movies that you get a lot of. I mean, it's like, it's straight Hellraiser inspired. You're going into Hellraiser and coming back. And
but I love the like the literal frame shifts that you get this time around.
Yes,
like that's good shit.
Spooky, that door scared.
That scared the shit out of me. Dude, whole spooky session today. God damn, Jack just kicked the door in. He's like, I'm coming in.
Coming in, you scaredy cats. Then, while you're going through this world shifts and all this, there's the part where you're digging up your daughter's grave because you've gotten messages from your wife telling you to bring her and like save her, or, and they have her at the church. And so at the bottom of the church, you find her grave. So you dig up her grave and you find a doll, and that's like, okay. But then you take the doll to the church. Oh, so I got it backwards. You get the doll from somewhere else and then you take it to the church.
Yeah. It almost like once you get the doll, at some point, I feel like it teleports you to the church.
It teleports you back up to the main part.
Like in a cutscene, you're just in the church all of a sudden.
Yes, yeah. So then you put the doll on the altar, and something comes from the ceiling and stabs the doll. But as it pulls out, it comes out, and then you flash kind of back to reality, and there's a knife stabbed into the doll.
Yeah.
And you take it out, but as you take it out, the body of the doll, like, moves like a body.
Yeah, dude.
You know, it's limp like a body. It's not like a doll coming off of it. And then you fight the witch, which is obviously your wife, who is coming at you for fucking attacking your baby. And then if you go back a little bit before that, though, Ed, do you remember the portrait on the wall?
Yeah, at the baby's room in the chapter before that,
where it's got the lady and then it's got the demon.
The
lady.
Demon, yeah. There's you got the dude. It's like over the crib, and there's like a portrait on the wall, and it's like, isn't her face blurred out though?
The wife's.
Yeah, I think the wife's face was blurred out, and then the presumably husband was just like, I don't know what that was.
I don't know if I saw that one.
It was like a big portrait too,
because there's the one portrait of her, the wife. And then there's that demon that you fight, that like witchy lady who has her hands on your wife, and she's got her head like sticking around. She's like all scary.
How the fuck did I not see that?
And so you're like,
that sounds dope.
Wait, is the wife possessed by the demons?
It was like a Wendigo, dude.
Yeah,
that thing was fucking. It's fucking terrifying.
There's so many ways that you could question the story as you're going through it. Because either he's totally insane, he's being haunted and like tortured by demons and this guy, or was his wife possessed by this demon chick?
Dude, that's crazy, because I wonder if we saw the same thing, but it was a different painting for each of us.
How do you mean?
I mean, like, every other painting or picture in any building anywhere, because I looked at all of them, mm-hmm. were just like, like very light pixelated environments of where you're at.
Yeah.
And like that was pretty much.
No, but I'm pretty sure this one is in the chapter with. Because it's in one of the.
It's in one of the houses, right? And you just go up in there, and then it opens up, and there's like. There's a crib. And there's like shit on the ceiling. Maybe there
was a crib. I could be wrong. You know, I just remember the picture. That's what stuck with me.
The picture was certainly the most noticeable.
You know, and there's that demon on the demon. I keep saying demon, witch, wendigo, whatever.
Yeah.
Because you think demon because that's what you're fighting the whole time. The fucking spider things, they're head crab. I mean, inspired, right? Totally. They've got a brain on them.
Oh, they've got the two big legs and they like jump.
The noise that those things make?
Nah, dude.
Fuck that. I mean, I have a house. I've killed everything.
Oh, dude, there's just one of those things somewhere. And you're like, fuck, man. I don't want to have to go find this thing.
I had no idea what that was. I was like, what the fuck am I about to encounter? Like,
dude, I did the same thing with the little, you know, the acid dogs?
Yeah.
bro, we got first house you go in, and there's one upstairs. Well, there's a couple of them.
Just making a ruckus.
I just like creeped up the stairs, dude. And I looked at the slats behind me, and he's like, the way they treat banisters and shit is weird. And so, like, I can see it, it can't see me. And I'm just like, what the fuck is that thing, dude?
And then when it sees you, it laughs a clown laugh.
Oh yeah, not about that.
And rolls on the ground. And...
Oh, dude, yeah. Every time you hit it, it does a little fucking roll.
Yeah, like you're shooting a dog or something. Yeah,
dude, those things are actually easy shit to kill, but
yeah, I mean, it was a much easier game than the first one, but it had such a like.
Oh, the atmosphere was.
It's just expanded upon. Yeah, you know? Like it's truly like, okay, we made this game. We had a good, like, people liked it. They probably got, okay, you got more money to make this a bigger team now, and they did an amazing job with it. Adding the jumping and the crawling.
Huge.
Small, but huge.
I love the streamlined double tap feature for the jump. That was clean.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember if in the first one you can hold the flashlight with a weapon. I don't think you can. And I really like that in this one you can.
Yeah, it's a different game. I feel so much safer.
Like, yeah, and I guess that's one of the reasons why it's less scary, too. And that was, like, in Doom 3, that was one of the scary elements, is that you can't have a flashlight and a gun out at the same time.
Yeah, that, fuck that shit, dude. And well, that, in this game, again, visibility without a flashlight in the dark areas, fucked.
Yeah.
You literally can't see anything unless it's right in fucking front of you.
Which,
you can hear them, though.
Yes.
That part sucks.
I was going to say, which you don't need to see them. That's the music, too, I noticed was...
It was a step up.
So scary, but then you'd get into those chill spots, and like the calm music that they had in that little boat, that little town area right outside of the, I call it a boat town, but it's, there's no water, but they seem like they, you know what I'm saying? Well,
they have like, it's set up on like piers.
Almost. Yeah, it is. Yeah. So that music was just so peaceful. Yeah, so nice. Cool. Very cozy. And then terrifying. Yeah. You did a good job of that. You thinking you're making, you're about to, I'm on a run. I went and I'm making steps now. Mm-hmm. And then it warps you into this terrifying demon world where now you have to kill everything. You can't kite anything. You can't dodge anything.
Yeah, it's like, got to kill shit.
It's got to kill shit. I loved this game.
The game was definitely a different feel than the original Dementium the Ward. Again, like, honestly, like, I would sit through and play this game through a few times. Like, it's a lot more Doom shootery than the first one was, and I thought it was easy as shit. Like,
I had trouble with that with the Wendigo. I couldn't get past the Wendigo.
So did for you when you're fighting it, did it give you like the little like noise indicators on either side of the screen?
Yes, and they messed me up.
So
I didn't use them really.
That just tells you where she is, and then you can see her, and then I would just like backpedal, like perpendicular. And that way she would just go in front of me, and then I knifed her to death.
That's what I should have been doing, was using the knife, and I was using the sledgehammer, and the sledgehammer is too slow.
You need to use the knife. Did you have the shotgun by
I do, point? But the thing was I ran out of ammo.
Oh.
And so I was having to do all of it with hand in hand. So by the time I get her down to like that last little bit, I've got like fucking nothing left. And the way that she would mess me up mainly was with the red lines.
Oh yeah, that one took me.
I
can
never get back
out
far enough. I always mess that one up. You I understood. Them. Well, yeah. So in between them, more what you do is you just from wherever you're at, pretty much you just find a spot and then just run backwards. So that way you're in a wider spot.
That makes sense.
But
yeah, I know that makes sense.
Watching other people play it, the way to do it is to run up on her when she does that.
Oh, that actually makes a lot
and
more
just
sense.
Slice her up. Yeah.
Yeah. Just put it.
Oh. That knife was so cool.
That knife was, dude, honestly, so sick. And I was like, what the fuck, dude? We get, like, all these different weapons and upgrades.
Will you do me a favor and pull up the Wikipedia page for it? I'm curious to see when this released. Because, was it 2010? That seems... Because I want to say the HD. So, HD is the wrong one.
Yeah.
That's going to give you... That's the one. Yeah. Came out in 2010.
Damn.
So... 3 years later, an HD remake comes out, developed and published by totally different people.
Yeah.
Looks amazing. Just graphically speaking, it looks really, really good for 2013. maybe not really, really good, but I mean, it look, 37 out of 100 on Metacritic.
Ooh.
It, I guess that it's a bad port of the game.
That's too bad.
But it looks so good. I want to pay. It's $6, right? At any time on Steam.
Yeah, I think so, actually. Oh, yeah, $5.99.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not shit.
So I would love to. I want to play it, I think. I'm curious to how you could really make this port that bad, because you're going from handheld to PC.
Everything should be better.
Right? The graphically, it looks really cool.
Yeah, it looks really good.
I mean, it looks like it is a AAA, AA title.
I would say AA.
From its time, you know, from 2013, which I'm sure it was not, you know, with it being the game that it is.
I did see, I think Markiplier actually has a series of like playthrough videos on YouTube.
Who?
Markiplier. He's a YouTuber.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, right. Sure. I don't think he finishes it. Or if he does, maybe it was live and he didn't record it. I don't know. Either way.
Didn't finish the remake?
Yeah, it looked to be the... it was the remake. I don't know if he was playing it on...
it's PC or Mac.
Oh, yeah. So it would have to be either or, which doesn't really matter. But I will say, like, so, like, the main baddie, it's, like, it's basically a zombie, but it's, I think they call it the Maw or something like that, and its chest is, like, splayed open, and, like, the ribs form teeth, and it's, like,
argh. It's from the first one, yeah.
Yeah. But those, it looked weird, like, the way that they, like, the physics with them, and, like,
it almost looked weird. Like they moved more similarly to the first Dementium. And it was something that I didn't notice the difference in their movement. So yeah. Looking at the gameplay again. And they are so much more stiff. They look so much more Silent Hill-like in the first one, and the way that they move slowly and stiffly. In this one, though, I felt like they were easier to predict. Goosey.
Yeah. Oh, well, though, honestly, like those, I don't think I ever shot one.
Yeah, I think I shot like a couple because the aim assist in this game.
Oh.
The aiming is so good.
It's crisp.
Take this aiming and put it into any other FPS. I hope. We've yet to play another FPS, right? This one, Dementium and Dementium 2 are the FPS games that we've played.
I think officially. Like I've
Oh, and Metroid.
Metroid was too. Yeah, and Metroid was actually pretty
clean.
That
was good. That was clean. So I'm really hoping that I don't think it goes up from here. I think it goes down from here. Dementium 2 is usually a very highly praised FPS on the DS. There's not a lot of them,
no.
But I know that everything these guys make, all three of the FPSs they make, are spot on. The next one we'll have to play is Moon, horror-ish, but in space.
Oh. I was gonna say, I feel like you've mentioned it before.
Yeah, I think we were deciding between Moon or Dementium 2.
Oh,
we might have talked when we talked about it. I think
I do remember that. Yeah. That does sound cool. I struggled with the like physical aspect behind playing this game on the DS.
Oh, did you?
At least with the first one. But like, I don't know. I feel like I got a feel for like
your hands
comfortably hold it.
I just like I'm so because I had it. The same thought when I was brushing my teeth. I thought about that too because it crossed my mind of my hands haven't cramped at all playing this.
Yeah,
and I don't know if it's because I'm picking it up more like and spaced out sporadically. Or if it's just that our hands are getting used to playing DS so much.
After a little bit over a year frequently playing DS.
I am mainly playing DS at this point.
Honestly, same. I'll, for real. Yeah. That is primarily what I'm playing these days. I do play a little bit of PC still here and there, but honestly, I'm...
I sit down at my PC and I'm just like, I don't know what to play at all.
I've been playing a lot of like quick shot, like story driven, some walking the sim type shit.
Yeah, I remember you saying that.
Some indie games that are just like heavy on story. And then right now I'm playing Blasphemy. And then I will absolutely play Blasphemy 2 after.
I guess I've been playing Dragon Quest 11. I'm almost near the end, I believe.
Oh, shit.
And so I'm about to go grind a bunch. Nice. But I have been quite busy, and so when I have any downtime right now, it's like either if I have downtime, I probably shouldn't be having downtime, or I should be playing a DS game instead of whatever game, because who knows how much time I'm gonna have.
Right, gotta squeeze it in while you can.
Oh, yeah,
man, I relate to that. Oh, good thing we like our DS games.
Yes,
Did you play a little bit of
Castlevania?
Yes.
Yeah. I've gotten to the giant skeleton.
I have not made it there yet. Is that the top of the tower, the second zone, I guess, if you will?
I think so, yeah.
I made a lot of progress through that area twice. And then I think one time I don't know what happened, but when I loaded it up, I had not gone there yet. I
was save.
I remember finding a save point and then saving at the little shrine, and I was like, oh, like it literally could not have been a more perfect time. Like I literally was thinking, I was like, I should probably hop off, and then boom, didn't happen apparently. So that's cool. Then the second time I shut the lid to get up and go do something real quick, and when I was holding it, I popped the cartridge out.
Oh.
So
it is a pain. I have done that in my pocket a couple of times,
and it can be heart wrenching.
Yeah,
that hurts.
But I was playing Dementium 2 before bed. Don't recommend it. I do not recommend that at all.
You need a buffer, dude, before your head hits that pillow.
Good thing we had Castlevania, because I just load up Castlevania. I'll just run through that a little bit. There was a couple times where I did not, and I did not have great dreams. I will say, this game will fuck with your dreams a little bit. This game, we talked about it with the first one, and I want to talk about it again. Graphically, it is exactly what people want now. There's like H-Rot, there's Turbo Overkill. There's so many of these crunchy FPS classic. You know, they're going for that retro 90s look now.
Yeah.
And this game fucking nailed it in 2010.
Oh, dude.
Just, that is the perfect, the staticky overlay that it gives you. You can turn it off, but
the grain. Yeah,
but I liked it, dude. It was a nice, because it intensified during scary part. It really,
when shit's popping.
It is a cool aspect. So much where they saw the crunch and said, "What can we do to work with it?" It's crazy that this is on the same system almost. Compared to
honestly
the first one,
like, and I remember when we did the first one and we were critiquing it, like I still thought it was kind of impressive.
Yeah, and it is.
And still, I still hold to that. But this is just done differently.
Like, yeah, I was so amazed that you could have this whole town, and you've got a decent amount of enemies on the screen at one time. Yeah. Now, mind you, most of them aren't shooting at you, but there's still effects going on. And the snow falling, and it's
the snowfall was cool. I forgot about that.
Yeah, a nice once again cozy ish. It was just trick you into how cozy it is, and then
Ed had the
greatest
playing.
Experience where you walked out of that door and you didn't know that
that flying whatever the fuck that thing was, the eyeball with the stinger. I don't know what it was.
We both had, I had a very similar but not as hilarious as yours, where you just fucking like took off running in the game.
Dude, yeah, I had my back turned and I didn't even think to look up. There hadn't been anything like that yet, and like I didn't have audio on, so I had no clue so that there was a nearby enemy. And I'm just like checking out the fountain where all the bones are piled up in the center. And then I just, all of a sudden the screen goes red and I'm like, bah, fuck. And I just blitzed off running forward.
I walked out the door and I'm like looking at, watching a show with Morgan or something, right? Like walked out the door, look up, look back down, and this fucking flying head is right in front of me and just stabbing me. And it was like, oh my God, what is that? That is like terrifying. It's the only time I saw it too. It was that one time.
There's, did you make it to the point where it's the second time you go back to the asylum?
No, because that's after you kill your wife.
Oh, you never killed the wife?
No, that's the, well, isn't killing your wife when you're fighting the Wendigo? Yeah. No, I didn't beat her. No.
Oh, damn.
No, yeah. I put myself in kind of a soft lock there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right. It's all coming together for me now. Damn. Okay. So you go back. You end up going back. Excuse me. You go back to the asylum, and there's this one very large room. Has those like ghost dudes, the black phasey dudes, where if they just follow you, and if you run into one of them, then they teleport you into a room. You gotta kill a few guys and start over. Fucking pain in the ass.
They are.
But it's a huge room. Like, it's a big fucking L. It's massive, dude. It straight up takes like 12 tiles on the map. It's huge. And there's fucking nothing in there. It's just little alcoves that are dead ends and doors that you can't go in all everywhere. Two floors of it. And the only other like exit leads you outside into a fenced area where there's an open grave with a skeleton in it. And supposedly, I ended up looking it up because I couldn't figure it out, but supposedly in one of those little alcoves are just like two bones in the corner. And you pick them up and then put them in the grave. And that's how you continue on. And then you fight like the next boss, which is, oh, you didn't get in there either. I think it's the Colossus or something. Or the Gargantuum or some shit.
Okay.
I think it's the Colossus. But it's exactly what it sounds like.
I can picture it.
Yeah.
I feel like I remember, because I have beaten this game before a long time ago. Yeah. But I don't, like, seriously, playing through this game was like, I've never played it before.
Yeah, dude. It was a trip. It was fun.
Yeah, I love it. It starts you out in the asylum, just like the last one. And there's a little bit of me in there that was saying, like, ugh,
shit.
Same. You know, I don't want to play the same game again twice.
Yeah.
And then you are immediately shot outside.
Yeah. Or even when that shift first happens, because it's like you're in the room at the asylum, and then all of a sudden, you are not in your room. Like, the layout of everything is the exact same, but, like, there's a dude fucking chained up like this, and his guts are spilling out.
The fucking chain that's just continually running through the one guy's fucking insides.
Oh, this just game right through his torso.
So gory.
Yeah, it was just brutal.
It was, it took it a fucking notch up from the last one.
Yeah, it was good shit.
May not have been as scary, but it was definitely gorier. And there's so much. If you want to play Hellraiser the game, this is Hellraiser the game.
That's it, dude.
It really is. It made me want to watch Hellraiser. I remember playing through this. I could go for a Hellraiser marathon again.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Cool fucking movie. You ever watch Hellraiser movies?
No.
Pinhead, he's got all the pins in his head.
I know who he is.
Yeah, that's like, about the box and like they open Pandora's box or some shit like that. I forget the name of it.
Yeah.
There's a name for it. And yeah, it's just always basically like, we're taking you to be tortured forever. And also, it's kind of sexy in a weird way.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Yes, I like sexy and horror.
Yeah, man. Pinhead's cool as fuck.
Oh, what was it? I asked Morgan about this series. It's the... Oh, not the Entertainer. Fuck. The Terrorizer?
Terrorizer. Yeah.
I didn't think I'd seen any of them, but apparently I have, because there's that scene that how could you forget, where this chick is tied up starfish style but upside down.
Oh.
And then he runs a chainsaw, cuts her in half, pussy first.
Yeah.
Spoiler, sorry.
There's another movie out, and I don't remember the name of it. It just came out this year, and it's a really interesting horror, I don't know if horror is the word for it, slasher. It's a slasher film.
All right.
But you're following the bad guy the whole time.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
But think like about how like slow Jason walks. And that's how this guy is too. There's a lot of scenes in this movie where it's just this guy walking through woods. And
slow
just like
shit.
It's like it's a very, people say like they'll fall asleep like really peacefully watching this movie. It's like, but then there's scenes, the gore in that movie, he has these hooks for like trees, you know how they have those like for climbing the trees, they've got that big chain on it and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And he, spoilers, goes up to this chick who's doing yoga and like puts them through her stomach, grabs her face, and fucking pulls her head all the way in through her stomach.
Oh my god. Jesus.
She's the yoga chick, so it's just like so perfect.
Oh, dude, I love all the, and, the witty humor when it comes to the kills and slashers. Oh,
yeah, dude. It's such a like trope on top of a trope on top of a trope type thing.
But I don't just know love where the,
necessarily like, certain things originate. It's kind of hard to pinpoint, yeah. And then it just becomes part of. And then they use it to make fun of it in movies, but then sometimes even then it's like they're paying respect, but they're also sometimes it's a mockery.
Yeah.
Think of like some of those scary movies. Scary Movie 3, I remember actually being slightly scary. It was the first out of the scary movies that is actually a little bit scary. And being so entertained by that of like, what a fun, if you can, that's amazing writing to be able to have making people laugh. And scaring the
and
shit
it also be scary as shit. Yeah.
Yeah. It's truly impressive.
Oh, should I plug the Stan Letty?
No.
All right. Oh. No. Too late.
Not a good one. Not a good one.
I think it's good. I think it's funny. Nobody else thinks it's funny.
You tried that one a few times, huh?
Oh, Alyssa hates it, dude. She's, I think, genuinely a little upset about it.
She starts like she takes her keys and scratches.
Oh, I'd be so bummed.
That's it.
Yeah, just bummed.
Like slightly bummed,
mildly perturbed.
So bummed. Like, oh man. I have a Bucky's water bottle, and
I know the one you're talking about.
And Morgan also hates that one. So I feel you there.
It's a cool water bottle.
It got sun faded a little bit, so it looks like I'm really a hiker, you know.
Fuck yeah. But
I think I just left it in the stroller for too long outside.
Who gives a shit, dude?
I was in there because I was walking. So
that's right.
You know what?
You were strolling.
Strolling.
Strolling, strolling, strolling.
Do you want to roll for the next game? Or are we gonna do that on that? We'll just do that on that recording.
Oh, it's a toughie. I love surprises, and I love having them sooner than later.
I know, but it'll be more of a surprise if we wait.
It's better when you wait.
It is better when you wait. I think we'll wait to roll it because we already know what game we're playing next.
Yeah, and honestly, I've had a little bit of fun. This game is also annoying me. Some extent about some things that I won't get into yet because it's not what this episode is about.
I'm so curious though now.
The soul grabbing or like the soul acquiring.
You're doing it wrong.
It's timing.
It's not.
What?
No, because if you can pick it up, it just stays there. There are some times where they come out and they don't really have a power or anything to absorb.
Oh, so they just go away. Fuck.
You're not even actually absorbing those ones when you think you are.
Oh, so just it'll hang out if...
Yeah, if you can...
For, like, how long?
Like, the essential ones that you come across that are from, like, statues that you break.
Oh.
They'll stay around, like, forever, I think. Then there's ones that enemies drop, and they stay around for a while, but not forever.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I like it. I'm enjoying the different... Because how many different ways can... This is one skin where it's like, it'd be so fun to do every Castlevania game that is a Metroidvania.
That would be fun.
Because how many ways can you retell the ways that they get new powers and things like that? Especially when it comes to the Belmonts. Because the Belmonts can't... They're just humans, right? Yeah. So they can't absorb anything. So how are they gonna...
Ninja stars.
I wanna know. Do they get items? Do they pick up items from enemies?
Yeah.
That would make sense. Like, pick up their weapon?
Yeah.
I want to know. I need to know. And I don't have time to find out because of this fucking podcast.
I know, I'm like, oh, I was like, oh, the other night I was thinking, I was like, oh, I really want to delve into Blasphemy. I'm getting pretty close to the end. But I'm not quite there yet. And I accidentally soft locked myself out of the DLC. Cool.
What?
Yeah, if I'm reading the wiki entries correctly, then basically there's this brother and sister, and you come across her the first time, just fucking randomly. You walk into the screen, she's there, she's fucking your shit up. I perchanced upon her with no more health vials, so I died instantly, and then she's gone. She's no longer there. So then later you fight her brother, and if if you don't kill her originally the first time, then when he's like when his fight's three quarters of the way done, she shows up. Fuck you. But apparently you were supposed to somehow make your way into this secret area before you encounter him, and you find her grave, and then she opens the way to a DLC. I think.
And you can soft lock yourself out of DLC.
Yeah.
So you have to do a whole different save file to get DLC. Wow.
And actually, honestly, having played through it like already, it wouldn't be so bad. Once you get the core mechanics of fighting in that game down, like, oh, goddamn, I like that game a lot. I think you would like it a lot, too.
I did enjoy the Jedi game that was a Souls-like.
Fallen Order?
Is that the new one? There's two of them now. The original one I played.
Yeah, I don't remember what the first one was.
I don't either.
But I played that one, too. I don't think I've played... I haven't played Fallen Order.
That one was... Once you got good at it, it was so satisfying to feel like a badass fucking Jedi. And that was a way... Like, as far as Souls games go, that was the easiest one I think there's ever been. And that...
It was a pretty good game.
It made you just feel so strong and like a Jedi. Because there has always been that issue with Star Wars games of how do you give someone all the power of the Jedi.
Yeah, and still make it challenging.
Yeah.
Yeah. Without turning them into a god.
That's like playing the Star Wars Jedi Academy.
Which one is that one?
That one was on, I want to say, like GameCube and Xbox and PS2.
Okay.
And you are Kyle Ran, what's his name? His name is. But he's like the main guy from the FPS ones.
Oh, okay.
I can't think of the name of those right now. Dark Forces 2.
Rainer?
No, Kyle Rayner is Green Lantern.
Oh, fuck, yeah. Duh.
But Kyle Cantare or Cantor crossover. Or something like that.
Yeah.
And you're not playing as him. You're playing as an apprentice of his.
Oh, shit, that's kind of cool. Love the lore.
You know, though, you have all, you know, you can set your for each mission, you choose your weapons and everything. Of course, you're going to have your lightsaber. So it doesn't matter. You're not going to use anything. You're going to use a lightsaber because it blocks all shots. You can reflect the shots back. You've got your force powers. There's no point in playing a Jedi game and having a gun. And that's why they had Kyle Katarn, maybe is his name?
Perhaps.
I don't fucking know. Yeah. So in the earlier games, he's not really a Jedi, or he is a Jedi, but he gives up. He's not a Jedi, but he has access to the force, but then he gives up his access to the force.
Lame.
When you're playing those Dark Forces game, it's really fun because you play for, in one of them I think you don't really get it until near the end, and then another one you don't get it till like the third chapter or fourth chapter, you get a lightsaber.
Nice.
And that just changes the fucking game.
Yeah,
and it's such a cool, you get totally overpowered, but they do a great job with some of the, you know, you're fighting other people with lightsabers. So you're going through a level, not that hard. Here comes someone with a lightsaber.
And a little bit harder.
A little bit of a challenge. And it makes it fun. Those games are so fun. I played the shit out of those on PC when I was a kid.
Fuck yeah. I really appreciate that we... Excuse me. We really stayed on topic for most of this. But I really love that somehow we brought our way back to Star Wars.
So if I told you that I've been reading... It's so funny because... I don't know what's canon anymore. I don't know if anything that was canon is now canon.
It's so hard to keep up with.
I have a book that I was reading for Ren as a bedtime story that is the story of Obi-Wan as a kid.
Oh, shit.
And I forgot there's an Obi-Wan show.
Yeah.
So I bet they kind of cover that in the show. I don't know. I haven't seen the show. They don't. You might be intrigued in this book.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's just interesting to read about Obi-Wan as a kid. You never think about Obi-Wan as like a kid at the Jedi Academy.
Yeah, no, you know? First he was the old man, but then...
And then he's sexy young Jude Law.
Badass
Jude Law.
You haven't seen Rebels, have you?
Rebels is one of the animated ones, right?
It's one of the more newer ones.
No, I haven't. I would just put on... I tried to put on that one, Clone Wars, and Ren had no interest in it.
No interest. All. Damn. So he might like Rebels better. I feel like it's a little bit more vibrant.
Yeah. I think we are. It's one of those things where you want to watch something good and entertaining.
Yeah.
But not violent. It is so hard.
Star Wars does violence pretty okay for the most part. Like, it's getting a little. It's getting way better, actually. Like, some of the shit and then. Oh, fuck. Crazy, dude. Did you see the new. Fucking. What was the newest live action? Like, mini. Series
thing. Acolyte?
Yeah, Acolyte. Did you see that one?
No, I kind of fell off on all the Star Wars stuff.
Yeah.
I have more interest in all the books than I do in.
Yeah.
Because I've acquired a lot of Star Wars books lately.
I can believe that.
And
fuck yeah.
It is really intriguing.
Wait, yours or mine?
This one in the middle. That one in the middle is mine.
Yeah.
Yep. There's so many books written by so many different people, and it's wild that it's all like considered canon.
Yeah.
And they all stuck to the rule book of like following each other's continuity. That seems intriguing to me.
That is pretty interesting. If that's
the case, I don't know. You look at some of these books and you look at the covers, Ed, and you're like, that can't be a good book. Oh, you read the title and everything. It's like, I don't know.
That many of them.
I'm not even scratching the surface. There are so many Star Wars books.
Shit.
Like, hundreds on hundreds of Star Wars books.
That's a few. God damn.
I bet I'm underplaying it. Google it.
Google it? Oh, man.
Google
it. There's gotta be so fucking many of them.
I gotta know now. 381.
Fuck, dude.
Not including comics.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, because there's a ton of comics, too.
Jesus Christ. That's a lot of... Good Lord, that's a lot of books.
Yeah. And I've got, like, 15. Maybe more than that.
Shit. Kind of making me want to read some Star Wars books. In the spirit of October.
Yeah, that really makes you feel Star Wars.
It does, dude. I'm feeling
getting
it.
Getting into the cooler season. I've been also reading Lord of the Rings.
Oh, dude, Lord of the Rings is great.
We finished Fellowship.
Yeah?
We are on to the Two Towers.
Nice.
Once again, never
forget.
Peter Jackson is a fuck.
Yeah.
Man, I love those movies. I loved those movies. But then to come to find out what we were robbed of.
Yeah.
Have you read Two Towers?
No.
My God. They go into the, like, just one part of it. Right? It's just, yeah. I'm not far into it yet. They go into the Fangorn Woods, you know, where the Ents are at.
Yeah.
What a, just great, just a cooler telling. I don't know.
Sure.
Like, they just did a better job of it, of exploring more into it. You have extended versions. We've done this tangent again. I'm doing it. I'm fucking doing it. You have extended versions. And how? How do you... Why not? Why not just make it like the book? Your excuse isn't that you didn't have time. I don't fucking get it. I don't understand. The other time that we did this, and I talked about the Hobbit films. There's three of them.
Yeah.
The book is it's not that big of a book, you know? It's a long book. There's a lot. It's a wordy book. But we talked about how you had asked if that one guy that was in the woods. Because I had said that, you know, how in the Hobbit, the book, they, for some reason, in the movie, they cut to the darkness.
Oh, like Tom Bombadil?
That's not Tom Bombadil. That's the. It's a brown wizard. He's a different wizard.
Oh yeah, no, okay. I was thinking of something different then.
And so it was unrelated completely. It was totally unrelated. And they cover that in this fucking part they talk about the darkness in the Lord of the Rings books. They talk about the darkness in the Mirkwood forest and all this stuff, and they fucking cover it. So why not just make your movies fucking correctly in the right order and just
is upsetting.
It's so upset. You don't understand it. You need to read these books. Read these fucking books because you don't understand. I mean, so far, the Fellowship, the beginning of the Fellowship is where you really get robbed as far as the film goes. Because they, like I said, they go meet God in the fucking woods. The God of the universe who has got a fucking banging hot wife and he's just this goofy little troll man.
Damn.
Troll isn't the right word. Gnome.
Gnome man. Little gnome guy.
Yeah.
Gnomey.
Yes.
Know my name. Yep.
Does that wrap it up for us?
Know my name. Know me gnome.
Catch us in 1 week.
Yeah, 1 week for 1 week. Yet another beautiful Pocket Cast episode.
The continuation of Spooky October. We'll be covering Castlevania Harmony of Dissonance. Does that sound better? Order of Dissonance.
I think it's Order of Dissonance.
Order of Dissonance, which makes sense because it's the name of the organization.
Yes.
It's an order.
Order, but also a play on words. An order on dissonance. How can you?
How could one?
How is this possible?
It doesn't make sense. It must be treachery.
Absolute heresy.
Not in my church.
Not in my gospel. Yeah, catch us next time for Church of Castlevania.
Harmony of Dissonance.
Order of Chaos.
Hell yeah.